Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on chapter 17. In this chapter, we are going to understand the other types of joining together. This chapter helps you to understand other types of joining together, such as the joint venture and the amalgamation. So we are going to learn what a joint venture is, what is an amalgamation. So let's start with a joint venture. Joint venture, also commonly known as a JV, is a contractual arrangement between two or more parties who agree to come together to undertake a business project. So that's the basic definition of a joint venture. And all the parties contribute capital and share profits and loss in a decided ratio. So this bringing together is for a purpose of doing business, for sharing profits and losses in a deciding ratio. Joint ventures are a type of partnership that is always executed through a written contract known as a joint venture agreement. And these contracts are registered and are legally binding on the parties. Moreover, they are temporary in nature because they are executed for a definite period of time to accomplish a specific purpose. The contract automatically dissolves after the expiry of the decided time period. So this is a specific provision and utility of a joint venture. Now, where are the joint ventures used? Becomes a very important question. Joint ventures are typically used in a high-risk business propositions that require considerable amount of investments and the technical expertise. And this is why all the research and development activities are mainly undertaken through joint ventures. Overall, joint venture helps to safely penetrate untapped markets and create new distribution links. It increases the capacity and creates a larger pool of resources. Now, let us look at the joint ventures in the IT and e-commerce. Joint ventures were increasingly formed during the initial stages of the IT boom in India. People were new to the virtual environment and were skeptical about its success, and therefore many joint ventures were formed to enter the online business or the e-commerce. However, the success of any joint venture depends upon the considerable coordination and understanding between the parties. They should prefer hiring a law firm to draft a detailed joint venture agreement to handle conflicting clauses. So having understood about what a joint venture, now let us understand about amalgamation. What is amalgamation? Amalgamation is an arrangement where two or more companies consolidate their business to form a new firm or become a subsidiary of any one of them. For practical purposes, the terms amalgamations and mergers are used interchangeably. However, there is a slight difference. So what is the difference? Merger involves the fusion of two or more companies into a single company, where the identity of some of the companies gets dissolved. On the other hand, amalgamation involves dissolving the entities of amalgamating companies and forming a new company, having a separate. So this is a basic difference. Merger involves a fusion, amalgamation involves dissolving and forming a new company. There can be two types of amalgamation. The first one is similar to a merger, where all the assets and liabilities and shareholders of the amalgamating companies are combined together. The accounting treatment is done using a pooling of interest method. It involves laying down a standard accounting policy for all the companies and then adding the relevant accounting figures like the capital reserve, machinery, etc. to arrive at a revised figures. The second type of amalgamation involves acquisition of one company by another company. In this, the shareholders of the acquired company may not have the same equity rights as earlier, or the business of the acquired company may be discontinued. This is like a purchase of a business. The accounting treatment is done using a purchase method. It involves recording the assets and liabilities at their existing values or revaluing them on the basis of their fair value at the time of amalgamation. Amalgamation can either be classified in the nature of merger or in the nature of purchase. Amalgamation has given different forms to different actions in due course of the merger taking place. It can either be classified in the nature of merger or in the nature of purchase. If the process takes place in the nature of merger, then all the asset liabilities and the shareholders holding not less than 90% of equity shares are automatically transferred to the new company or the holding company by virtue of the amalgamation. When amalgamation takes place in the nature of purchase and the asset and the liability of the company are taken over by the ruling company, all the properties and characteristics of the amalgamating company should vest with the other company. So friends, with this we reach a conclusion of this chapter. Business restructuring may take place in the form of joint venture and amalgamation. Also, corporations often employ several restructuring methods discussed in this chapter in tandem or sequentially. Thank you.